Okay, Masechta Sukkah. So we are starting, I hope I've had a nice Pesach, we're starting a week or two behind the Araisa program, because it started officially on Sukkah, on Pesach. And Ritz Hashem, we will finish in Elul, so before Sukkahs. But what we're going to do is for this whole week, in Ritz Hashem, we're going to do a daf a day. Instead of an amud a day, we'll do a daf a day. And like this, by next week, we'll be back on the regular schedule. So for this week, we may go a drop longer, maybe we have to try to make Myers, but maybe we'll speak out a drop less in order to catch up. So just a quick adama to Masechta Sukkah. The main topics, there's a bunch of topics. You can be broken down to 3, 4, 6, 7 topics. We'll break it down to 4 topics. There's sukkah, of course. That's the building of the sukkah, the dimensions of a sukkah, what makes a sukkah kosher, a sukkah puzzle. There's the concept of dalad minim, obviously. The what's kosher and puzzle by lulav esrog, hadas meravis. There's nisach hamayim. That's the unique avodah and purim, where all year round we have nisach of yayin, nisach libations of wine, libations of oil. On Sukkot, we have also Nisach Hamayim. Once a year, we have Nisach Hamayim. And then there's the Arava, which today we do similar, which is Hashana Rabba. We take a Hashana, we go around the Bima 7 times. We used to take Hashanas around the Mizbeach and have an Yom Arava, which was also the day of Hashana Rabba, which would be the seventh day of Sukkot. That's the 4 main topics, other Sukkot that come up throughout the Masechta, but those are the 4 main topics. Just one quick question, why the Masechta starts with Sukkah over the Dalad Minim. Why sukkah over dal minim? Aruch Aner strengthens the question. It says, we know the Gemara tells us that something which is less numerous in dinim should go first. Sukkah, we're going to have a whole bunch of blah about various dinim sukkah. Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, Rava. Each one has its own mission. Each one has some specific dinim, but there's not as much written on those dinim. We have a concept called Aidi Dizutri, something which is less numerous, less voluminous, goes first. Pasach Tchila, Gemara Shmuel Sav Gimel. So while we're here, are we starting with sukkah over the lulav and esrog? They're both deraisa. It's all deraisa. Dalamina was also deraisa. So says Earl Planer that the binyan sukkah, apparently you probably have to prepare yourself to get a good lulav and esrog before sukkah as well, but the binyan sukkah takes place clearly before sukkah itself. Whereas lulav and esrog, you can really gather it conceptually. You should be able to gather it right away, right by sukkahs, right before sukkahs, closer to, less time prior, less preparation prior to sukkahs. That's Aruch Aner's answer. Part of the Paras Yosef suggests that the dalad minim aren't always negev as man azeh. The mitzvah dalad minim in the base of Mikdash is all 7 days. Begvulim, outside the base of Mikdash, Machlokes is showing what that means exactly. Yerushalayim, the old city, is that included, like base of Mikdash, Rambam, or is it not? That's a separate discussion. But the bottom line is that the mitzvah of 7 days is dafka by the base of Mikdash. Outside of that area, Golot, is only 1 day. And we know if Lulav and Esrog, the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, with Gzir Deraba, Shemir Avena Dal Amos, it's right in the Mishnah, as Rabbi explains the idea behind it. We don't take Lulav and Esrog on Shabbos. So it could be that it's only 1 day Midaraisa, and that 1 day may not exist in every year. So we're going to pick Sukkah, which has every year 7 days mitzvah Sukkah Deraisa, as opposed to Lulav and Esrog, which is 1 day Deraisa at best, and even that may not happen in a given year where the first day falls out on Shabbos. That actually, if I'm not mistaken, that would work out the same year that the first day of Hashanah was falling on Shabbos, so we wouldn't have Shafer, exactly, same issue that year as well. Fine, and the last teretz, they bring similar to the first teretz, others want to bring a teretz that Sukkah starts at night. The mitzvah of Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog, you don't take at night. Lulav and Esrog, you take only by day. That's where I thought you were going. Lulav and Esrog, you only take by day. Sukkah, you have a mitzvah at night. The first night of Sukkah, you have a mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah at night already, and sleeping in the Sukkah at night. And therefore, Sukkah comes first because the mitzvah comes first. Almost like the first Mishnah in all of Shas. Mei Mitzvah Kerenesh Ma Barvis. Why do we start at night first? Because night's Jewish days start at night. So night comes first. So therefore, it makes sense. You start at night. So to Sukkah starts before Lulav and Esrog because it's first. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Sukkah shigavei l'mal ma'asram. A sukkah where the height, the schach is, that's the name sukkah, is from the schach. So the sukkah which is 20 amas high, that means the roof of the sukkah is 20 amas high. Psula is pasul. That's the Tanakhama, Zacham Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Machshavita argues. He says, no, even 20 amas high is kosher. The Gemara is going to explain towards the Baal Lamed why Rabbi Yehuda argues. A sukkah that's less, the Gemara is going to make 3 other psulim. A sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim high, or she'ainla shalish tefanis, if it doesn't have 3 walls, the sukkah has to have at least 3 walls. It has to have 2 full walls plus 1 little extra, 1 mini wall. That's sufficient, but it's got to have a total of halachic 3 walls. If it doesn't have that, or a third psul in this grouping, again, less than 10 tefachim, doesn't have 3 walls, and shechamasim b'mitzlasa, if it has more sun than shade, the area under the sukkah is more sun than shade. In all 3 of these cases, psula, the sukkah is going to be pasul. So we have essentially 4 psul in the Mishnah. Over 20 amas, which the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time elaborating on, under 10 tvachim, less than 3 walls, and more sun than shade. So just a couple of points before we get into the Gemara on these last few psulim. First of all, when we talk about a sukkah that is under 10 tefachim tall, what is the issue? So the three of Machlokes are showing him what the issue is. Ritva says that the issue is that it's not called schach. Schach is like a covering for an area that's at least 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it doesn't have a shame schach. So you can have kosher schach, but doesn't have a shame schach if it's not 10 tefachim high. The Ra'a says, he argues and says that the concern is not the schach, it's the walls. It's not called a mechitza. You need to have, we have the next line of the mission is, you need to have three walls, but you have zero walls. If you don't have 10 tefach high walls, you don't have any walls. A wall that's the 10 tefachim, it doesn't have a shame mechitza, it's not called a wall, and therefore it's puzzle. So you have the Rush saying, again, we're all agreeing it's puzzle, it's the Mishnah, but they're arguing why is it puzzle. The Ritva says it's puzzle because it doesn't have a shame schach. The Rush is saying it's puzzle because it doesn't have a shame of a wall. And the Meiri says, and this is really the lashon of the Gemara later, the Meiri says, it's not a makam dira b'chal. The Gemara calls it a dira srucha. It's so confined, you can't really dwell on the 10 tefachim. It's about 40 inches, give or take, under 40 inches, under three and a half feet, less. It's not a place you could dwell. And therefore, it's not a kosher sukkah. Not focusing on the walls or the schach, in general, it's dira srucha, and therefore it's not a good sukkah. And the lashon of the Gemara does seem to fit very well, not arguing on the bit for the Ra, but it fits very well. The Lashon Dira Srucha fits with the Miri. So three Malachim and they're showing him what the psul of less than 10 tefachim is. Now, on the Chamas Mur Mitzlasa, the sun more than the shade, this is going to be our nice connection. We always like to connect this Masechta to the prior Masechta. So the, on the Chamas Mur Mitzlasa, so the Rashi speaks out over here. If you look at Rashi by the third line from the top of the page, Rashi says, Hamuit Batal Beroiv. The Muit of shade is Batal in the Roiv of sun. Rashi is saying the whole lump of shavard over here, that it's bottle the shade in the sun, it's as if it doesn't exist, it's like a bittle, v'alshein kach kuri sukkah, and because it's bottle, how could it be a sukkah? The whole shame sukkah is shade. And if the shade itself is bottle in the rave of sun, that can't be a kosher sukkah, therefore it's bustle. So the stipler asks that we know the concept of bittle applies when I have a mixture, I have some kosher meat and non-kosher meat, let's say, classic case, right? Chad betray is really mutter mitaraisa, one and two. We say shishim, very good, midrabanan, you need to have li shishim, fine, but the idea is that I have a mixture, taruvus, step one is I have to have a taruvus. If I know where the non-kosher meat is, you take it out. The whole idea of a bittul is, I don't know where the kosher is versus the non-kosher, so it's mixed up, and therefore you have to come on to bittul. If you have the right ratios, we have bittul. Over here, I know where the sun is, I know where the shade is. I know what works and what doesn't work. What is a pas bittul over here? The lashon that the stipler brings is, when the miyat is, when you have a raven, a miyat, when the miyat is nikkur b'fnei atzmai, when it's noticeable on its own, when we can identify where the miyat is, it doesn't pass to say the miyat is batal. You know where it is, deal with it, get rid of it, fix it. It doesn't pass to say bittul, as they affect the stipler. So what's Rashi saying over here, an idea of bittul b'raiv? So the answer that I'm sure remember is connected very well. We're going to speak it out from first, we'll explain it first. The stipler gives the same answer, but it's based on a, we had this idea with the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in the end of Masechtas Yuma. We had on the Pehe, third to last Ba'a. We had the almost like our second or third to last year because we didn't have a shear on the last couple of Ba'a on Pesach. The Gemara there says, brings him on there, I think it's Shmuel, who says that Ein Hochen B'nefashas Achar Reiv. Even though normally you go based on Reiv, B'nefashas don't go based on Reiv. For example, if you have nine Goyim and one Yidin in a room and a wall falls down on one person, we're not sure who. So he said, if they're in the original room, anyway, that's called the 50-50 stuff. It goes called kavua kamechza mechzadami, right? When they're stationary, it's 50-50, because there's a kasav, why it's 50-50, but that's not a chiddush. Even if they all leave from room A and go into room B, so they're no longer kavua, they move to their initial place, and you have a 9-to-1 ratio of Goyim versus Yidin, you still mechal Shabbos on the 10% chance that the wall fell on the Yid, that's the Yid that fell in mechal Shabbos, because you don't go by nefashas acharev. That was the Gemara, if you remember, we had in Daf Pehe in Yuma. Ask Reb Chaim, so then how does Bezdin ever paskin? Lamisa, lach is, in order to paskin Misa by Bezdin, Dina Nefashis, you need a Bezdin of 23. How does Bezdin paskin? If you have, let's say, 13 to 10, right? You can't just win by one. It can't be, it's 12 against 11. It's got to be 13 to 10, fine. So 13 say Chayiv. The lach is, he's Chayiv Misa. Ask Reb Chaim, we don't go by Nefashis, Basarayv. If you don't go by Nefashis, Basarayv, how could 13 to 10 be enough to paskin Misa? That was the question we asked from Chaim. What was the answer we said? Reb Chaim explained there's a chiluk between bittul b'raiv and rubai kekulai. Bittul b'raiv and rubai kekulai are two different concepts. The concept of rubai kekulai may be learned from the same general idea of acharav lahatais and psukim to the like, but the dinam are two very separate dinam. Rubai kekulai is the pshat that the whole, let's say by Bezdin, it's a good example. Once I have 13 out of the 23 paskin misa, so I have a raiv paskin misa, the whole Bezdin paskin misa. It's not 13 paskin misa, rubai becomes kulay. Rubai is kulay, and therefore I have everyone passing the Misa, and therefore this Chayav Misa. It's not a bit of a Raiv. I have complete Raiv is like all. Whereas let's say by other forms of bittel, let's say by the meat, or by a mixture, bittel b'rayv tells me that even though there's isser here, it's bittel in the rayv. It's not rubei kekula, it's bittel in the rayv. Says the stipel, that's what Rashi means over here also. Rashi doesn't really mean, even though Lashon uses bittel b'rayv, he means the concept of rubei kekula. That if rayv of my ceiling is giving off sun instead of shade, it's rubei kekula, and therefore it's no good. Well, bittel b'rayv talk, you wouldn't say, because the miyat is nicker, I know where the shade is, and I know where the sun is, it wouldn't pass even bittel b'chlal. What we're saying is that it's rubei kekula. If rayv of it is sunny, we view the whole thing as being sunny, and therefore it's a psul of rubei kekula, not a psul of bittel b'rayv, psul of rubei kekula. There is, where it gets a little confusing, there is a concept, even by the example I'm giving, by the meat, there's a concept called nepach isser li yisheter, which means the isser itself becomes mutter. If you have further bits down the line, there's a different place where I don't want to get too sidetracked. But that idea of Nepach Isser Li Yisheter really does start to resemble Rubei Kekulei. But let's leave it for now. But the concept that the stipel applies over here to this Rashi is exactly the same concept that we had from Chaim on that Gemara over there in the end of Yuma of Rubei Kekulei as opposed to Bita Brev. Again, Rashi's Lashon happens to be Bita Brev, but we say the stipel says it means Rubei Kekulei. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Tanasim. We learned over there in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah right in the beginning of Maseches Erevin. Mavi shu gavei meser amah, a mavi which is higher than 20 amas tall. It means the kaira in the beginning of the mavi. We'll explain what that is in a second. It's higher than 20 amas tall. What do? You mayit. You have to lower it. It's too high. You have to lower it. Rabbi Daimon Tzar, read the same Rabbi does by our Mishnah by sukkah that says above 20 amas is a kasher sukkah. Rabbi does says over there also by mavi that the kaira above 20 amas is fine. It works for a kaira as well. So let's just explain what's this kaira. We know there's a concept called a rivah chatziris. Step one, step two. What's a rivah chatziris? If you have more than one house in a chatzar, Rishus Yachid, you're allowed to carry. On Shabbos, which is Rabbi cannot. The Rabbanim will gaze that if you have a couple of houses in one courtyard, it resembles a little bit Rosh Hashanah, and therefore people are going to make a mistake. If I can carry there, I can carry Rosh Hashanah, and they make up the behavior of carrying Hitzah Dereisah. So what do we gaze? You have to make what we call a Ruvi Chatzeris, that they all get together, they shear typically use a box of matzahs, you make a Ruvi Chatzeris. Sorry?
By the corner.
It doesn't make it the way they make it. You make it in any one of the houses. In the city, they'll make it. Usually, they make it in an office in one of the shuls. I think over here, it's in Agudah North. I think it's where it is in Toronto. But they take an erev, they take a box of matzahs, let's say, and they make it. Everyone in the city has a chelik in this. Everyone in the chutzar, stick the chutzar, has a chelik in this box. It becomes like one yeshiv instead of being separate yeshuvim, and therefore one bias, and therefore you're able to have an erev. Now shitufim mavoyis, mavoy is really the next step. You could have a bunch of chutzars that open up into one mavoi. A bunch of chatzar mavoi. Very simply, let's picture each chatzar has 3-4 houses, and there's 3-4 chatzeris opening up into one mavoi, which is really like a street, and that street opens right into Shas Rabbim. So the chamo gezer that there too, not just iriv chatzeris, you need a separate concept called shitufei mavois. You need to have a shituf of all the chatzars within the mavoi have to make a shituf as well. Same idea, they have to make a shituf, but they added one thing when it comes to the shituf mavois. It's not good enough just to have everyone join in with one matzah, one barrel, or whatever it may be, you also have to have a demarcation, a point of reference, at the end where the mavi goes into the Rosh Hashanah. You need to have a marker. It's got to be either a lechi, a beam going up from floor to ceiling, or a kaira, beam across. Right? Lechi or kaira, beam across. So we're saying over here that the kaira, this beam across, the top, has to be within 20 amas of the ground. And if it's higher, you bring it down. That's all. That's what we need to know for our purposes. Ask the Gemara a basic question. Over here in Sukkot, what does the Mishnah say? If the sukkah is a gvay masrama, puzzle, exactly. What do we say over there in Erevin? If it's sukkah, if the mavi, the kaira really is referred to, the kaira is above 20 amas, you might lower it. Why don't we say by us in sukkah, fix it, or say over there, puzzle. In fact, the Gemara, maishle gabi sukkah detani psula, maishle gabi mavi detani takanta. Why by sukkah does it say puzzle, and why by mavi does it say the takana? Answer the Gemara two terutzim. Sukkah deraisa, sukkah which is deraisa, tani psula. Sukkah which is in din deraisa, it says pasul. Mavi which is drabanan, tani takanta. Mavi which is in drabanan, it says takanta. So by sukkah which is in deraisa, we say a stronger lashon of psula. Pasul by mavi which is in drabanan, we say a softer lashon of the eitza fixing it. Answer number one. Answer number two, I'm going to get back to that answer number one in a second in Taisus. But answer number two, vibay seema, but deraisa nami tani takanta. Even by deraisa, we'd say the takana. So by sukkah also we say the takana. However, miu sukkah the nefisha mila, sukkah which has a lot of details, a lot of detail, we actually reference that in our Gdama right before we started, that there's many details within the Dine Sukkah. And therefore, in our mission alone, we have 4 different psulim. We have to discuss all the different ways to fix the various psulim. We're not going to say all the remedies of fixing it, we just say pasul. Pasul tani psula, it's too many details, so we just say pasul to be more clear. Whereas mavi lenefish mile, mavi where there aren't so many details, it's too high, bring it down, tani takana, we say the takana. So answer number one is make a chiluk between derais drabanan. Answer number two is make a chiluk between when something has a lot of details, we just say more clear, pasul, concise. When something has a lot of details, then we, what's the opposite? When something has a lot of details, we say concise, pasul. When something has not so many details, like mavi, we just say, we say what the eitz is, namely to bring it down. So now what's the chiluk between derais drabanan? The Gemara says, derais psula, drabanan, we say takanta. So jump into the second taste. This taste just explains two terutzim taste says. We'll speak it outside. We have a short of time. We'll speak outside. Taste says, explanation number one is that psula is a strong lashon. It's a strong lashon. We have the Gemara right at the beginning of Masechtas Psachim, where the Gemara says that a person should always learn in a more of lashon nakiya. The Torah says, a nena tahira instead of saying tameya, even though it's many more letters. The Torah is marking every letter, but a nena tahira, not tar, instead of tameh, in order to say lashon nakiya. So yemayit is a more softer lashon than psula. So he says, but when it comes to deraisa, where the stakes are higher, so to speak, as deraisa, we say psula because we say a stronger lashon for deraisa. For derabanan, we pivot back to the lashon nikiya, the softer lashon. That's Taisa's first explanation in what the chiluk between deraisa and derabanan. Taisa then brings another explanation that perhaps the chiluk is that by a derabanan, which is more, by a deraisa, which is more chumer, it passes psul. By a derabanan, which is not so chumer, we say the eitz yamayit, meaning a person may hear the words. When he hears the words pasul, he knows it's black and white, it's no good. When he has yemayit, he may not think it's so, maybe it's only b'dieved, not l'chila. So like this, we're okay, not so much we're okay if you mess up with Rabbanan, but we'd rather give a stronger lashon by the Raisa that it's unequivocally clear, pasul, and by the Rabbanan we can give a lashon which is not ashtar because it's Rabbanan. That seems to be what Taisa is saying, but there's a beautiful hesber. We've spoken to this idea in the past, from the Nesivis. It's a concept that everyone thinks is a concept that was developed in Brisk. Actually developed in the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Beis, Shavuos Daf Beis, the concept of Chefza Gavra. There's a chiluk between, in many, many ideas, but over there it's Nedarim and Shavuos. A neder is chal in a chefza. A neder, the item itself becomes aser, right? A Shavuos chal on the Gavra. The person has an obligation to behave or not do certain activity. By a neder, it's the chefza, as a chefza becomes a chefza of iser. By neder, that's a chiluk between neder and Shavuos. Classic, the origin of Chefza Gavra is over there by Shavuah and by Nedarim. The Nesiva says that there's actually a very beautiful explanation in using this Chefza Gavra somewhere else. That's our sugya. I don't know if he quotes our Gemara in particular, but the chiluk between deraisas and derabanans. It's a beautiful concept. That by Nesivas in Reish Lamed Aleph, he writes that deraisas, the mitzvah, the iser, are chal on the chefza, because the Torah has the kayach to change the mitzias. The Torah makes the mitzias. So it makes chazer a chefza of iser. It's not just that the Torah says don't eat it. It is inherently a chefza of iser. For the most part, it doesn't make a difference to us whether it's the chefza is aser or I can't eat it, shouldn't matter. But the bottom line is the Torah has the power to make chazer a chefza of iser. Basa b'cholov is a shtik iser. It makes it aser. It's not in the gavra. There's a din on the gavra not to eat the iser, but the iser is in the chefza itself. That's by deraisas. By drabanans, drabanans don't have that kayach. The Torah gave the rabbanan kayach that we have leisasser, we have to listen to chamim. They have kayach. Each drabanan could even be like a deraisa discussion in the Rishonim. But avad, they have a kayach to make dinim. But the dinim, the takanas, the gzeris they make are all on the gavra. That I have to treat this like iser. I have to be nayig an extra day of sukkahs, an extra day of pesach. I have to do this. It's all on the gavra, not on the chefza. Fundamental difference. Deraisas are on the chefza. And there are abundance on the Gavra. This is the Yisayid of the Nesivah. It's a beautiful Yisayid. You can apply it in many places. Says, this I heard, actually, the shame of Herschel Shechta Shlita. I don't think enough Nesivah is still over here, but he says, that's Pshan this Tesvis. That's Pshan over here. Our Gemara is saying, by a sukkah that's above 20 Amis is Pasul, because it's been there, a Psula, it's Deraisa, is in the Cheft itself. It's in the sukkah. The sukkah is a sukkah Psula. Whereas by Mavli, which is Drabanan, it says Yemayit, we're not going to say it's Pasul. If Cheft is not Pasul or Kasher, there's a din derabanan how we're so supposed to behave with regard to the chefzas. You know what we do? We say the eitzah. The eitzah is yemayit. The beautiful hesver, the difference between derais and derabanan. Derais, we say psula because it's in the item itself. Whereas derabanan, we say an eitzah because it's on the gavra, not on the chefzah. That's the sushal to deceive us. Okay.
Says,
yes. I mean, unless it specifically says on the person. Like a shvuah. A shvuah was saying that the shvuah, the din derais of shvuah is on the gavra, but yeah, but in general, the rice is a chal on the chefza. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we have two terutzim why by sukkah it says pasul and by by Mavis says you might. Quickly, I don't, we're quite short on time, but the Taptoises asks, why don't we ask this question later in this Masechta itself, in the Aflame Gimel, where he talks about the din of Hadas, the Hadas puzzle. Why wouldn't we ask the same question? Over there it says Psula, and it doesn't say Adraba. Over there it says, if you memayit, if it has too many berries over the leaves, if you memayit it, then it's kusher. And it doesn't, the Marsha has the same question. Over there also, it should say puzzle instead of saying a lushan of yamayit. It says, because I may think that over there, that if it would say a lushan of puzzle, that's like the kanta, I would think there is no remedy at all. There is no remedy, so therefore we want to give we don't want people to make a mistake. I think there's no remedy, therefore we say a lushan of yamayit over there, even though it's deraisa, even though that case is not a derabon. Okay, it says more further. Menonimili. How do I know that a sukkah above 20 amos is puzzles? We're going to have to go through this a little quickly. The Marsha is going to make three different reasonings, three different sources, but reasons why a sukkah above 20 amos is puzzle. Reason number one, Amarabba. Damar krol l'mayi yidur aseichem kiv asukkah seshavti es b'yisrael, that the children should know in the future diaries that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meishav klayis on the sukkah. It's machoikis coming up shortly, whether the sukkahs were ananya covered, right, or whether it was sukkahs mamish, real huts. By the way, klayis was put in sukkahs. Well, ana esaramba adam yedea shu dar basukkah. L'mam esaramba, ena adam yedea shu dar basukkah. Why? Mishim b'lay shalta b'ena. Up 20 amos, a person recognizes he's in a sukkah. More than 20 amos high ceilings, he's not going to recognize he's in a sukkah because he doesn't see the schach. See the sukkah, so therefore a sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos. Otherwise, it won't be kosher because you can't see the sukkah. Now, obviously, it really depends on how wide the sukkah is. If you have a sukkah that's extremely wide, so you don't have to look so high up. Meaning, you're not going to look up with your head straight to the sky. That's awkward. People don't look up that way. But if I'm looking straight ahead, 100 feet, ahead, 50 feet ahead, and I can see the roof, even though it's 20 amos high easily, then it would be good. The Mara's going to address that shortly. But Rabbi says in general, sukkah but 20 amos puzzle because you don't realize you're in a sukkah. And it says leman yedu derasechem. There's what's saying this as well. But let's put it aside for now. Okay. Says the Mara further. B'zeir Amar, shot number two. Why sukkah above 20 amos puzzle? Mehacha. This he's quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya. The sukkah tail tzal yemem b'cher. The sukkah should be as a shade in the daytime from the heat. Adas mama the admiyesh b'sel sukkah. L'mal mes mama in admiyesh b'sel sukkah. Ella b'sel defanos. Up 20 amos, a person is sitting in the shade of the sukkah, the schach. Above 20 amos, he's not in the shade of the schach. He's in the shade of the walls. The sukkah is so high, the walls are so high. He's in the shade of the walls, not the schach, and therefore he's not b'sel of the sukkah. Okay. Amay Abayis. Abayis says, Elamiata, Haisa Sukkah of Ashur Kanaim. A person makes a sukkah in like in between mountains, like in Ashur Kanaim, where there's mountains on two sides. Hachanami, to have a sukkah, you can tell me it's a puzzle sukkah because he's not in the shade of the schach. He's in the shade of the mountains. It should be a puzzle sukkah. So the Mar answer is a very obvious chilek. That over there by the Ashur Kanaim, says the Mar Dal, Amalei, Hasam Dal Ashur Kanaim, it could sell sukkah. Hacha Dal Tvanis, like a sell sukkah. You can't compare. Over there, get rid of the mountains. Sands the mountains, you still have. Sail, you have the, not the word, the schach. You have the shade of the schach, right. It's the shade of the schach. The mountains happen to be this. You don't need the schach. But if you get rid of the mountains, you'd be protected by the shade of the schach. Over here, when you have 20 amah high sukkah, it's the walls that are protecting you from the sun. And on the contrary, if you get rid of the walls, you have that very nice schach so high in this 40 feet high. Let's go assume that amah is 2 feet per amah. You have a wall that's, the ceiling is 20, that's 40 feet high, or at least 30 feet high. You're not going to have any shade if you get rid of the walls. So it's really just the walls, and therefore it's puzzle. Sfasemis just points out, that's why this is reading Sfasemis' time, that if you have put up a sukkah, it's very common to put up a sukkah right next to big buildings. You have the same problem. If you put up a sukkah, you may use it with the big building or the house as one of the walls of the sukkah. These buildings could be, hundreds of feet high, right? But you have, even a house could be 40, 50 feet high. So why is that okay? Says Mamish this idea. Because if you remove the house, you're still being protected by the schach. That's your shade. Therefore, it's kosher, mamash, from this Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara. Further, the third source, third reason why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible. Rabbi Amar Behalcha. Rabbi says the source is, Basukkah Seish Veshivet Yama. It says the pasuk one should dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. Amar Teira. Same idea as Keva Veshivet Yama. Leave your Diras Keva, your house of fixed dwelling, and go into a temporary dwelling. Go into Diras Arai. Adas Rama Adamisa Diras Diras Arai. Lamal Mes Rama Ina Adamisa Diras Diras Arai Ella Diras Keva. The derech is that a person doesn't make a Diras Arai 20 amas high. Once you're making 20 amas high, the derech, and this is the key point, it's going to be clear in the next few lines of the Gemara, but the derech is that a person, a 20 amah or higher sukkah, makes a more structure, more of a real foundation, and he builds a derech keva. Whereas, under 20 amas, he makes it Arai, and therefore that fits the Torah's directive. Ask the Gemara. I'm going to again. I ask. El Meata. So if a guy makes a sukkah below 20 amos, but he makes nice metal walls, also Mechitza Shel Barzel, he puts a, he does a steel structure. Mechitza Shel Barzel, the secret of Gagabim, and he puts a schach on top of it. And many people have, not many people, some people have in their house, built in their house, ceilings that roll off, And that's really, it's all year round structure, but it should be no good. It's mamish keva. Hach ramid levi sukkah. You can tell me it's not a kosher sukkah. Amalei, Rav says back. Hach kamina. Look, this is what I meant. This is what I was telling you. Ades imama, di adam, aysas, diras, diras, aray. Up to 20 amas, where a person makes a diras aray. That's a normal height that a person would conceptually make a diras aray. So, kiavle diras keva, nami, knafik. Even if you make keva, you want to make a stronger kolak avoid, but it still fits the overall criteria of being a diras aray. You're leaving your diras keva, you're going into a diras aray. Just because it's built in a way that it could be keva, that's not a problem. But above 20 amas, where the derech is to make a diras keva, then even though kiavale not diras aray, even if he makes a diras aray, it's going to still be possible. Not merely enough, he will not be yetzer because he's not fitting the criteria of the Torah of going into a sukkah, a diras aray. Says the Gemara, Tafam Beis. Kulik, Rabbi, like Rabbi, we just said, Rabbi said that up to 20 amas, a person can see the schach and he knows he's dwelling in the sukkah. Above 20 amas, doesn't even recognize that he's l'man yid der seichem, doesn't apply anymore, doesn't recognize he is in a sukkah. So cool, Rabbi, they didn't say, Rabbi, why not? How he deal there is he? Because that pasuk of l'man yid der seichem wasn't about knowing you're in the sukkah in this moment when you look at the schach. It means that the mitzvah of sukkah was given over that the derish should know, a future derish, about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us and put us up in huts after when we left Mitzrayim. But not that it's not that we should know we're in the sukkah in that moment per se. Why? Because the pasuk that he quotes from Yeshaya about the sukkah teil sel yomam, the sukkah should be for a shade during the daytime. What is that? Who's the mesa mashiach? That pasuk was talking about mesa mashiach, and therefore that can't be a riot to dinei sukkah. You don't have to worry about the shade being from the schach or from the walls. That can't be a riot because that pasuk is not talking about a classic, the mitzvah of sukkah. So what's Rebzeir going to respond? Taka Gataina. That pasuk in Yeshaya is indeed talking about mesa mashiach. He learns both. Rebzeir will tell you im kain lema krav chuppah teil sel yomam. The pasuk could have said in Yeshaya v'chuppah. The chuppah, also like a covering, should be letzel yomim. Why do you use lashon of sukkah in the pasuk in Yeshaya? My v'sukkah tiel letzel yomim. Shamat mina tarti. In order to learn both dinim, number one, it's teaching me the din that a sukkah has to, number one, it's teaching me that in Mashiach we're going to have this good protection. But number two, it's teaching me an uptight what a sukkah is, that you're getting shade from the schach, and therefore if the shade is not coming from the schach, it's no good. Fine. Ki Rava Nami Nami, one of them is like Rava about Diras Keva versus Diras Arai, one of them is like Rava. Because even though Rava had a teretz, but Abaye had a starker kasha, that the sukkah, if you tell me 20 amas is no good because it's Keva, so that even a sukkah that's 5 amas tall, which is like a normal height, should be puzzle if it's made with nice iron walls. The sukkahs we make today are so strong. Some people's sukkahs today are as strong as people's houses back in the day. So you tell me it's not a good sukkah? Avad, it is a good sukkah. But according to Rav, it shouldn't be good. So that can't be the concern. This was the problem that people had with Rav's pshat. Rav Zeir and Rabbah didn't like Rav's pshat because of that concern. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to make a couple of members from Rav. A few different Amram are going to say statements in the name of Rav. And we're going to plug in which mahalach these statements go with. Let's see. Come on, Aslan. Who does it go like? Hodam or Veshaya Amar Rav. Rav Yishai said the name of Rav, Machloikis B'Shein Tefanas Megillas L'Shach. The whole Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim in the Mishnah, whether the sukkah is 20 amas, according to Chamim, it's Pasul. According to Rabbi the sukkah, even 20 amas high is Kasher. That Machloikis is only when the walls don't reach the Shach. If the walls reach the Shach, even above 20 amas, is going to be Kasher. According to which opinion does the walls reaching the schach should make a difference? The first opinion, according to Rabbah says the concern is you're not going to recognize you're in a sukkah, you're not going to see the schach. Well, if the walls ride up all the way to the schach, then it's normally your eyes will run up the wall and see the schach. But if the issue is an issue of being covered in the shade of the walls as opposed to the schach, then the sukkah, the walls reaching the schach doesn't make a difference. If the issue is dir is keva, like Rabbah, right, the Rezeria wouldn't make a difference because walls reaching the Slach doesn't change where the shade's coming from. And according to Rav, where it's a vert of Kev or not Keva, again, the walls reaching the Slach shouldn't make a difference. Only according to Rav, it's make a chilek. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who's it called like? Kirabba, Damar B'Shem, Dleshat Ba'ina, the Kivat is fine, it's make a Slach. The issue is that the eyes don't see the Slach, but once the walls go up all the way to the Slach, M'Shem, Mishleshat Ba'ina, of eyes will see that Slach. Okay. Kaman Azla, Hadam Rudam Rav. Who's the go like? This that Rav Hunam Rav says, Machlokes is when you don't have a sukkah that's four. This is another member name of Rav, by the way. This is Rav Hunam name of Rav. Who's the go like that he says, the Machlokes Chaman Rav Yudah is only when the sukkah is not Dalamas by Dalamas. Once the sukkah is more than 4 amas before amas, not only does Rav Yudah say it's kosher above 20 amas, even the Chum agree. Everyone's going to do his kasher, even their bundle is going to do his kasher. Now, why would it being more than 4 amas? We'll be finished in 2 minutes. Why are they going to agree when it's more than 4 amas before amas? Why are they going to agree that the sukkah is kasher? Why would that make a difference? That would make a difference. Sai, according to the Mara, says, who's it called like? Come on. Kirab Zera. That really goes like, that fits well to Zera. The Amar, Mishum Tselhu, that the issue is an issue of shade. Fakivan Dervicha, it could sell sukkah. The issue is that you're getting shade from the walls, not shade from the slach. But once the sukkah is wide, then the schach is providing it's providing a shade. Once the sukkah is wide enough, the slach will also provide a shade. So if it's according to Reb Zeir as well, that also, as you get wider and wider, also fits like Rabbi, we pointed out at the beginning, fits like Rabbah too. Once you get wider and wider, the person's eyes will see the slach further away. Okay, says Gemara, come on, Azla. Hada Amar Chanam Rav Am Rav. He's the third statement in the name of Rav. This is from a different Amira. This is Rav Chanam Rav Am Rav. This is much smaller shear, not dalad dalad. The machlekes chamer b'yuda is dafka when the sukkah is the minimum shear sukkah. What's that? Reishay, his head, v'rubei, rev, his body, and a shulchan. How big is that? 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. That's the shear of sukkah. The exact, that exact minimum shear. That's when the chamer say 20 amos is pasul. Everybody says 20 amos is kosher. But more than that basic minimum shear, it's going to be kosher even according to Rabbanan. Now, who, according to whom should that make a difference? Says the Gemara. Avol, machzekas yesik nei reishiv ruvi shulchan. If it's big enough to hold his body, his head, and reiv's body, his head, and a shulchan, then afilu malam es ramas ksheir is kasher even according to chamim. Keman says the word lekechad. Taka, that wouldn't make sense according to any pshatim, according to Rabba, according to Reb Zeira, or according to Rava. Either issue is not solved. Either of those three issues are not solved by having it bigger than 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. It certainly doesn't solve the keva issue. Still keva is 20 amos high. It doesn't solve the shade issue. That's a tiny sukkah. That's not, you're not going to shade from the schach just because it's bigger than 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. It's like literally seven. It's about 20 inches by, right. It's about 30 inches by 30 inches. It's not going to be big enough that you're gonna, that the shade's going to expand from the ceiling, and nor are you going to look up and see the schach. So it doesn't fit. The pshat of Rav must be going with a different malach totally, not according to them. I know it's right now. It's time for marav. We're going to go for 1 or 2 more minutes. If those who want to, who need to catch marav right now, can either leave or just come 2 minutes late. I'm sorry. Says the Gemara. Bishop of the Reishiv Liga Ad Rav Huna Rav Chan of Rabba. The Gemara says Rabbi Shaya argues on Rav Huna. Or Rav Chanan bar Abba, to inu ka yavi shir b'mishcha, viu ka yavi shir v'iu leikar yavi shir b'mishcha. So Gemara says we have three members in the name of Rav. So we understand Rav Bishai, which was the first member who spoke about the walls reaching the schach. His member, he argued on the other two members because his shir had nothing to do with the width of the sukkah. His shir was about the height of the sukkah or about the height of the walls reaching the schach. So he's talking in a totally different a different angle than they're talking. Ella. Rav Hunav, Rav Chanan bar Abba, named Hechsher Zukkah Kemifgi. They're arguing in Rav's statement where the statement was a sukkah dalad al dalad or bigger, or a sukkah reishiv ruvi v'shachani or bigger. What's the machlokes? They're both talking about the dimension of the sukkah, how wide it is. Let us see the machlokes is and what's called the Hechsher Zukkah. The Mar explains the Mar of Hechsher Zukkah bar Abba. Maybe Rav Hunav said dalad al dalad because he knows the Hechsher Zukkah is dafka by dalad al dalad. Umas of Hechsher Zukkah bar Chazak reishiv ruvi v'shachani and Rav Chanan bar Abba held that the Hechsher Zukkah is with Reishiv Ruvi Shechanei, says Gemara Lai. To Kuli Alma Hechsher Sukkah Reishiv Ruvi Vishachanei, everyone agrees that Hechsher Sukkah is Reishiv Ruvi Vishachanei. Even Rav Hun agrees to that. So Vachaka, Kamifagi, what's the Machakis over here? The Marasim Mechazak is Reishiv Ruvi Vishachanei, Pligi, that Rav Chanan bar Abba holds, the Machakis Rechachamah Rabbi Huda is dafuk by the most minimum shear Sukkah, which everyone agrees that's Kusher, Reishiv Ruvi Vishachanei, but that's where the Machakis is. The second you get above that shear, even the Rabbanan agreed that above 20 amps Kusher, then Divakok Shera, Umar Savar, I'm gonna stop with this. Umar Savar, Mareshiv Ruvi Shechanei ad Arb Amas, for Reishiv Ruvi Shechanei till Arb Amas. Of course, that's the minimum shear sukkah that's kosher. Reishiv Ruvi Shechanei. That's the minimum shear of the dimension of the sukkah. But from there till Arb Amas, 20 Amas high is still gonna be a psul according to Chamim, and will still be kosher according to Yehuda. Above Dalet, that's where the Rabbanim will agree to Yehuda that it's kosher. Says Gemara, Avyesim Rab Amas, Tivakok Sherim, more than that, everyone will agree it's kosher. The Gemara still continues. I know we're still on base over here. We'll have to go a little faster tomorrow. This is only the first week. We're going to be rushing like this to do a daf a day. And next week, we'll be able to go a little slower.